This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 315,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are now more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. In the United States, there are nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths and approximately 1.5 million confirmed cases. On a weekend when many pandemic-weary people emerge from weeks of lockdown, leaders in the U.S. and Europe are weighing the risk and rewards of lifting COVID-19 restrictions, knowing that a vaccine could take years to develop. In separate stark warnings, two major European leaders bluntly told their citizens that the world needs to adapt to living with the coronavirus and cannot wait to be saved by a vaccine. U.S. President Donald Trump, by contrast, promised Americans a speedy return to normalcy that sounded far more optimistic than many experts say is realistic. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell expressed optimism that the U.S. economy can begin to recover from a devastating recession in the second half of the year, assuming the coronavirus does not erupt in a second wave. But he did suggest in an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes that a full recovery will not be likely or possible before the arrival of a vaccine. He noted that the economy was fundamentally healthy before the virus struck suddenly and forced widespread business shutdowns and tens of millions of layoffs. He said that once the outbreak has been contained, the economy should be able to rebound substantially. The World Health Organization said Sunday that children are less capable of spreading COVID-19 and are at low risk of getting ill from the disease itself. Speaking on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, the WHO chief scientist said that there are reports of children getting admitted with a strange syndrome that causes inflammation of the blood vessel. She added that it's not clear what links are between COVID-19 and the syndrome. This is VOA News. After months of feuding, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his rival Abdullah Abdullah signed a power-sharing agreement on Sunday, a step that could smooth efforts to end the U.S.'s long-running war. At a signing ceremony in Kabul, Ghani called it a historic day, while Abdullah said that though the agreement had not been easy, a big step has been taken because instability could have plunged Afghanistan into crisis. Abdullah had disputed the results of an election in September and announced the formation of a parallel government earlier this year, undermining Ghani's administration at a time when the U.S. was trying to advance a peace process with the Taliban to end 19 years of war. Washington has been frustrated by the growing impasse and had announced plans to cut $1 billion in aid because the men could not agree. Shortly before the deal was signed, sources said Abdullah had wanted to control a major government portfolio, such as finance or foreign affairs, and that while Ghani had not agreed to this, he could offer control of the Interior Ministry. Officials say a lasting deal between Ghani and Abdullah is crucial to launching peace talks, as Abdullah's camp represents much of the country's northwest. The U.S. government agency that processes citizenship applications and work visas is running out of money because of the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says it needs to raise its fees and receive emergency funding from Congress to stay afloat. The agency is typically funded, though through fees it charges people seeking to live or work in the country. But the agency said Sunday that it has seen dramatic decreases in applications. It has asked Congress for $1.2 billion in emergency funding and will add a 10% surcharge to fees to reimburse taxpayers. Tropical Storm Arthur is crawling closer to the North Carolina coast and threats of some minor flooding and rough seas as the system moves off the southeast seaboard. Arthur formed Saturday off Florida, marking the sixth straight year. A named storm has developed before the official June 1st start of the Atlantic hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center in Miami issued a tropical storm warning for North Carolina's Outer Banks on Sunday. A jet from the Canadian Air Force's Snowbirds exhibition team crashed into a residential neighborhood in a city of Kamloops, northeast of Vancouver, Sunday after the pilot ejected. The Air Force confirmed on Twitter that one of its Snowbirds had crashed but gave no other details. Local media reported at least one house was on fire in a neighborhood in a city with a population of more than 90,000 people. The crash was a second recent accident involving the Snowbirds. One of the team's jets fell into an unpopulated area last October before a show in Atlanta after the pilot ejected. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Hello again, my African Beat listeners from across the continent and across the world. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors, so relax, and let's go on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling as we start from Ghana with Samini in My Own. And right after that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone and Chesa Namimi by The Bless. But My Own is coming up right now by Samini from Ghana.
Tell the chichi man them say when we slam we don't want no problem. fire. Yeah, we go enjoy Naya. Bass bossing say I don't tire. Gains, I make them jealous say them gains. Oh na na na, make them gains. I make them jealous say them gains.
And they wanna give a chance to ya, make we shine up.
Chasing Me by The Blessed. And right before that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone and My Own by Samini of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Well, now it's music time. Let's flow with On Fait Comme Ça, the sound of Adele Clarice from Cameroon. And right after that, Dance by Askante Fatim of La Guinée. But it's On Fait Comme Ça right now by Adele Clarice from Cameroon. Let's take these messages now, which says, "Hello, Mr. David Vandy. You are such a wonder unto many. What a surprise. I am enjoying your African beats, the African Vibration program. Thank you so much for having time to send me an email." Well, this one is coming from Solomon Tesama of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Thank you very much, Solomon, for writing back. And you say you love the African beat and you are riding the African beat. Well, that is so great and something good is coming out for you. Another message here says, "The big drum only sounds well from afar. Listening to you live all the way from Ghana, Akwapem Mountains. African beats, you do it best. More fire to the beat." And this one is coming from Maxter Mex out there in Ghana from the Akwapem Mountains. Thank you so much and let the music roll. Polo Kala, Waka Waka Polo Kala, Polo Kala.
bam bam, yeah bam bam, shake a bam bam, wine to the flow. Oh yeah, go down, slow down, go down, wine to the flow.
By Askante Fatim of Guinea and Omfe Komsa by Adele Clarice of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
I'm coming and it is we explode. Yeah, to everybody run the world. So now I'm to the girl and where the next door. Girl, be the Juliet and make the radical Romeo go. Yeah, give you all the gold and diamond, come a sweet, sweet purple lamp. Material girl, you mad me and no way me can do. You bring meaning to my life, so I'ma take you around the world. True love and I no lie, come and sit up by my side. Swear to God, me not gonna make you cry. Are you my love, me can't deny. Come and sit up by my side.
Judah featuring Samini of Ghana, and before that Abeleaba by Kobazi, the young Liberian sensation. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play you music from across the continent. So stay tuned, I'll be right back with more music.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. More music from the station. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone gives us Why We Not For Cry. And right after that, Danko by Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon. And Go Down, the sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania. But we play this one now, Why We Not For Cry. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone.
Fighting for their own leadership, yeah. anything they want, be the president. Many are called Lord, one man is chosen. Many are called, one man is chosen. Sanamo Lulida, Ulubafe, Kamansayawumina. Dulamo Lulida, Ulubafe, Kamansayawumina. Musulu Lulida, Ulubafe.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Na moyo wako wako usiringie uzuri wako unakupandaga mami na kushuka
tupendane forever mpaka kufa usiku nikipita twitter mami nakukuta twitter nikisema nikucheki insta nakuta ushaposti picha
pesa zisikupe uchizi kiburi na kutudharau wale tulokupa shavu sasa unatusahau
Sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania, and before that, Danko Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon, and Why We Not For Cry by Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington.
African Beats.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Van Dee.
You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And at 0905 on Saturdays and Sundays, we bring you live music from South Sudan.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America. With my idol, the one and only David Van Dee.
Oh, I'm standing all alone on my own.
Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
We take some messages now. This one says, "Hi, David Vandy on the Voice of America. My name is Rabo Jiraiye in Nigeria. I really love the African beat. And can you please play a nice piece of music for all those who are listening to African beat right now? Well, thank you very much, Rabo, and I'll do just that." And another message here from Numa E. James in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he says, "Hi, David. Many greetings from Wonder Record Studio in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, to all of you guys in Wonder Record Studio, I salute you. And now let the music roll. Come We Stay is a beautiful piece by Blanche Bailey from Cameroon. And right after that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone. And we bring you this quote that was sent to us by one of our great guys in Ghana. And that is Eugene, Rapping Drums by Flo Kingstone in Ghana. Yes, Rapping Drums, beautiful music. But let's take Come We Stay right now by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
Come go see my papa.
still don't pay me, I don't know why. I can't say I don't wanna know, but if you don't take it to your grave, hurry up and die. Protected by an invisible cloth, and God is my only tailor. You only gonna go against him if he wish him me nothing but failure. All I do is win.
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 All I do is win. For himself, but I choose to watch your back. A soldier at heart, so we all the same, whether white or black. Lean at your heart, I'm reaching out to you, all my African people. Love is your weapon, I promise you that you will fear no evil. All I do is win.
All I do is win.
My reply when they ask me about all of my achievements, I said, hold your head high, pray to the sky, cause when you believe it, that's when you win.
Flocking Stone of Ghana, and before that, Win by J.R. of Sierra Leone, and Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon. This is the African Beat on a Voice of America. Beautiful music from the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long. Take it.